Good morning. This past week's daf is daf lamed ches in the third parak in the Seches Ksubis, parak El Naris. In as much as the daf really starts with a continuation from the previous sugya, being that it's involved in the cheshbonis and calculations of before, so I figured that maybe we should start from the Mishnah and maybe if we have time, we could come back around for all those who wanted to have the Hashlomo in the first part. So with that, we'll start with the Mishnah on Lamed Ches. Marish Nisaris and Nisgarisho. Zok the Mishnah, if we have an Naira that was Niskadish, Kiddushin Edison, and she was Nisgarisho, before Nisun. So, as far as we're concerned, she's still Becheskes Psula. The only difference over here is that she went through the Erisin. So, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ein Lo Knas. There's no Knas on such an Isha. The fact that she was Nisarso, she would be equivalent to an Isha who's not a Psula. Not an Naira, there's no Knas. Reb Kiva Emigesh lo Knas Knos Le'atzman. Reb Kiva says that there is Knas. There's no meat over here which changes the Iker His Chayvus. Knos La'atzma. There is some kind of change from the regular Halach over here. The Knas is La'atzman. Gemein lech the Knas Doch La'viyo. Over here, the Knas will be La'atzma. So Krashi, Deilo Aruso Shiloi Nizgarsho Chayev Miso, Ve'ein Shom Knas. Rashi says that the reason why the Mishnah talks about the Nizgarsho because in truth, what made the difference over here in this Mishnah is the Erisin. Right? The Gerishin is not playing really a role in the Chiddush of this Mishnah over here. However, so Rashi, Deilu Aruso Shiloi Nizgarsho Chayv Misa in the Knas. Were she to have not been Nizgarsho, Rashi is Chayv Misa Vein Laknas. Chayv Misa Vein Laknas. Now Rashi says that really can be avoided in the Gemara later on, right, that there will be a Ptur Knas because of the Kele Rambinei, meaning to say that there will be no Machlekes in such a case.
You don't have to be Chayav Misa because it could be Chayav Misa's stroking him. Let's say he didn't know she was an Eishes Ish. Can it still be Kimber Rambamene because of even if he's not high of me, so just right? It's, is that right?
Right. Right. So what Rashi means to say over here is that, let's say according to Rabbi Kiva, it's Yeshna Knas, but because of the din of Kimle, there won't be a Chiyav Knas. So therefore, the relevance of this halacha over here, it's really only relevant if she right now she's not an Eishes Ish. Right? So avada, the point in this Mishnah over here, what the issue is created from the Eishesim, that's what's created the issue over here. However, the issue is not relevant, Spashi says, until she's in the Skarsha, because otherwise, because then regardless, everyone agrees that there's not going to be any Chiv Lipata from Knas because of Kimlei. And true, as the Bilyo is being Ma'ir, that therefore, if there will be some issue with the Kimlei, right, if the Kimlei wouldn't apply, according to the different sheetahs, maybe shaking and etc., then it would be negeya, the halacha, even if she was not in his garage.
He said, Rav Moshe Aaron Friedman said on the tape that the Mishnah says Neskash, the Gemara says Neskash, but Lechor, it should be Hu Adin if she became an Almana.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You're questioning that point?
Yeah, because, okay. Right, because the question is the Miut, is she an Arusa, or was she ever an Arusa? Right? So if she wasn't Niskarsha, so then she is an Arusa. So there everyone would say that she doesn't get a Knas.
Yeah, okay, I'm just trying to... What are you going back on? On what point of the conversation are you? just bring me back to the original statement that you're commenting on.
All right.
Because a number of things happened over the last couple of minutes.
Yeah, so maybe then I missed something. But right, the Rebbe is saying that the whole reason why we have to bring in Niskarsha is just so that she shouldn't
be an Eishes Ish at the present moment. Right.
Right, but so that's saying that if it wasn't an Eishes Ish problem, right, let's say with Rebbe Meirshita or something like that. Right.
There's no Kimle, right?
It doesn't
fit into Kimle. Right,
right? So then you don't need the Gershon, and even if she was still an Arusa, she would have to pay the Knas. Right?
Right?
That's what the Rebbe is saying, right? So, if I remember correctly from the Gemara, didn't we say that the two ways?
But the Gemara itself is going with the Kimle. That's really what the Gemara is working with. that meat in the Gemara, Nazi, right? That meat in the Gemara is because of. Is because of Kimle, and therefore that will also be subject to the guidelines of Kimle.
But all right, I guess when we get to Gemara, I'll see it better.
Right. Okay. Right. And the last point that you're saying, right? The point is that she's not an Eishes Ish right now. However, the kedushin will be removed, whether it's through a gerushin, through a misa, right? Zokt Rashi weiter, ein lo knas, time of farish bigimoro. What the reason for this is? Zokt Rashi, now Rashi, right now, Bavon's a question. V'reisho dikotoni eishes ochev, v'eishes achi oviv, Rashi says, like Rashi is answering an unspoken question. Right? Rashi says that the Reish of the Mishnah means the first Mishnah beginning the Perek, which says that Eish is Ochiv. We're talking about the Arayis that have only a Chorus, no Mrs. Bezin. And the Mishnah talks about someone's Ma'anis Eish is Ochiv, the wife of his brother. Now, she became an Erva only by marrying his brother. And similar, Eish is Achi Oviv. Right, and the same thing as the Eishes Achi Oviv, that they became an Eva through marriage. The Rashi says, therefore, and the Mishnah discusses over there whether the Mishnah says there is Knas, right, since there's no Kimle. So Rashi, the Benis Asa Benis Gash Askinan.
He said that on the Mishnah and Chavtas, that's how he explained the cases of the Rashi said.
Nisarish
on these two
cases on Chavtas Mal. Mm-hmm. Right. Now Rashi over there was saying it more in the context of a chorus without a Mrs. Bezdin. Right? That's what Rashi was, I believe, referring to over there. Right? Because the Mishnah says that there's the erva.
Misa ala chorus.
Right.
That's very good. Right.
Right, that's what Rashi is coming to discuss over there. Now, the point of our Rashi is is that it had to have been an esarsa in that Mishnah, right? Now, Rabbi Yisak Lila, now Mishnah says that once she's nesarsa, so there is no more knas. Now, that Mishnah is discussing a case where she was nesarsa. Those arayas need to have a nesarsa, and Mishnah says that there is knas. Right, so the unspoken question that Rashi is asking is that if the halacha is, basically says that there is no knas once she's nisarsa, so how could the Mishnah over there say that there is knas? The Mishnah is only dealing with a kimle issue, right? But the ikechi of knas is there, and since the Mishnah says since there is no kimle, because it's only a chorus, according to the Tana of the Mishnah, there's no kimle, so there's a chi of knas. Frek Rashi, one second, but these arise. There was an esarsa, and once there's an esarsa, then there's no more knas. And that Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva hi inochanami. Right? So Rashi, you're right. That Mishnah is getting involved in the machlokes in our Mishnah, and that Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva holds that there is a chi of knas, even though she's nesarsa. So that's why the nesarsa doesn't affect the Iker Chiv Knas in that Mishnah.
Can you pass like Rabbi Akiva?
Who do we pass like?
Yeah.
Looks like we do pass like Rabbi Akiva. Now, there's a Tosis Rid over here on the page, which discusses a similar point, but he discusses a closer Maramokim. He talks about the case of Bitoy, right? Bitoy, right? The Mishnah says that Bitoy. Is Potter from Knas because of Kimle. Yeah. Right? So the Tosfos raises an interesting point, which has an effect on this. That let's think about this for a second. The halacha is, right, who do you pay knas to? To the father. Someone's baal bitoy, right? Right? So regardless, I mean, right? What do I need kimle for, right? I mean, the chiv goes to him, right? So Zog Tosfos Rid, that the whole shayla of bitoy has to be talking in the case when it doesn't go to him, right? Right? So we have to talk about an esarsa. Right. Mm-hmm. So on that and on that the Mishnah says that there's no knas because of kimle, right? But otherwise there would be knas. So this is another maramokim, a little closer maramokim that he's showing that these mishnayos over here at Rabbi Akiva. Here, let's see the Tosfos Rid. See the Tosfos Rid over here. He says v'kaimel halacha Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. As far as passing the halacha is Rabbi Akiva mechaveru. Right? And I guess Rabbi Yo will want to know which Rabbi Akiva. Right?
Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva,
what?
Mishnah.
What?
We pass on Rabbi Akiva Mishnah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That's that's what it looks like right
that's
over here.
Said on the tape, at least.
Yeah, no, that's the what he's saying over here, right? Because he doesn't bring the Rekiva the Bride. Before the Rekiva the Bride, so he passes, right? Just what we just meant to Bavon over here is that the reason for the Psak is Halacha Rekiva Mechavere, so what do you do when you have two Rekivas? Right? So it could be that Rekiva is Mastis and is Aldif, maybe, right? Maybe that there is such a claw like that, right? Let's see. Umasnisen the Tony Habo Alvito Ein Loknas. That Zogat Tosfos Rid, the Mishnah that says that Baal Bita is part of why? Because of Kimle, that Ki Rabbi Akiva asks you. Like that Mishnah comes out of Rabbi Akiva. The Hechi Domei Sheishchayev Bebitoi. That how is it possible that he should be mechuyev? Hashda il baal acher shokel ihu knas. If someone else is baal bita, someone else is better, he gets the knas. Hashda shabaal hu loy kol shekain. Therefore, uvloy misa nami pshited loy mishalim knas. Therefore, even without the whole shmuz of the kimle that he's part of, he's baal bita. Elo vaday.
There's no such thing as a tashlum to himself. There's no such concept, right? You can't make a maisa tashlum even if it will be to himself. Like sometimes a kohen can separate truma, but he can give the truma and eat it himself.
Right. But
so
maybe he's got to make a monetary obligation.
A maisa tashlum for knas, but put it in his other pocket. No, is there such a thing?
I guess not.
Okay.
Yeah. Elevadai Mastisan Bibitai Nairo Shenis Arso. Elevada Bita Mastisan Bibitai Nairo Shenis Arso Vinis Garsha Askinon. Sheknos Lasam Krabi Akiva. Right? So therefore, he says that the case has to be that he's not getting the knas. So the Mishnah has to be going like Krabi Akiva. And she's getting the knas, and that's the issue. If there would be a chiv knas, it would be to her. And on that, the Mishnah says, "Nation shchayv benavshei potter." Right. So the Tosafot points out that the case of bita has to be like that. And he continues, and his teda that he says is like Rashi pointed out. But teda, the stam astisim can be kiva asked to eshes ochiv bishes achiyav v'leil. Etc.
It only works like Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah, because Rabbi Akiva the Brisa would still go to Avim and it wouldn't help anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it only works, this whole thing only works like Rabbi Akiva of our Mishnah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. So like this. So what we're saying always like this is that in the first Mishnah, the case itself, Mineyu Bey, right, in order to have that erva, there had to have been a kedushin, right? So that's what's mechayev that should be. So that's why that's poshut, that's what it is. The case of bitoy, you know, you don't need any kedushin to have a bitoy, right? But he's what's forcing us to say that by bitoy that there's an anasaris over is for a different cheshbon, as far as he has to be paying someone else. If he's paying himself, right, then there wouldn't be. So like Rabbi Yo saying that the premise of the Mishnah is that he's mechuyev but not to himself, right? So on the one hand, right, you obviously you can't be potter by an esaris, so like Rabbi Yisrael Glili. On the other hand, that you can't be paying to, you can't have the regular because vayter you potter, right? So this Mishnah has to be. The case of bita is only works out with Rashi to be kiva masnisen, whereas what Rashi was dealing with that case over there is that it would, that would be sufficient even according to be kiva the brayso. If you have the full chiv, right, as far as eshes ochiv, those cases, right. There's a machlokes of kiva masnisen and the kiva the brayso, right. So Rabbi Akiva the Braisa holds that you have the full halacha by Nisarsa. Nisarsa doesn't change anything, right? That's Kiva Shita. And it goes to the Av. So such a halacha would be sufficient to explain the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of Eishes Ochiv, let's say. Right? Someone's Baal Eishes Ochiv, right? And he gives a class, Lavia. Right? That work. Well, that mission just needs that there is a chiyuv knas, whoever it goes to, you know, it doesn't make any difference, right? This Mishnah here, which is talking about bitoy, that already becomes more specialized, you know, which Rabbi Akiva we're talking about, because that case, I need to have a case. It's the av is baal bitoy, so I need to have that there's a chiyuv, but not to him, right? So that case points to Rabbi Akiva the Masnisen. Mm-hmm. Now, one might take a wonder that why Taka did Rashi jump, you know, to the first Mishnah. You know, you have this Mishnah of Bitoy. Rashi doesn't make any mention of Bitoy on this issue, right? So maybe Rabbi Yoel will find that as a riot to his thought over there. But we'll leave that as a ha'or over here. Mm-hmm. Michael, we'll work it out. You'll wrap me a shtickel toyer on that. Okay.
Well, the Mishnah based on the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, Chav Tesim Aleph, that's the only way to explain the case. The Mishnah Bito, it wouldn't be a chiddush, but the case itself, there wouldn't even be a case of.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That could be. Right, that, like we said before, the etzem erva requires it. Right. The erva doesn't require it.
Right. That's what
I'm trying to say. Right. Yeah. I mean, as you see from the Tosafot with himself, right? He doesn't pay that. Right. You know, he first says the beat, and then he says, "If it pay that, right, I'll show you." You know, even easier. Right. Right. Okay. Let's see. Zok the Gemara. My time with Abiyase Haglili.
Was Ramir a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva? He was one of the five Talmud of Rabbi Akiva after the whole thing, right?
And I believe so.
We said the missions of Ramir, and now we said the missions of Rabbi Akiva.
Okay. My Tana Beis Yaglili. For my crow, Asher lo yirosa, ho yirosa ein lo knas. One takut could be ma'ir over here. Usually, when Gemara asks a my timer, so it's something like which needs explanation. And what's it's a question. Well, what's the pshat, right? Over here, I think you know when Yamav Sedra, you know the pasuk says Asher lo yirosa, you know that's what it says, right? So the my timer maybe more so would be Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yisrael Aglili. Okay, maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see after we learn the whole Gemara, maybe come around. Maybe to hear this. Akaponim Zok Rabbi Yose Aglili L'chor Poshut, right? The Poshut, the Posik in the parasha of Oynis, for that matter, they're clear when he gives his conditions. You need Naira, Psula, Shloya Rosa, you know, these are all conditions, right? All conditions to the Iker Chi of HaParasha, right? And therefore someone who doesn't fit any of these conditions is not eligible for this program, right? so there's no class. Zoktimor of Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva says Asher lo yiroso lavia hoyroso la'atzmo. Rabbi Akiva says that true that there's a condition in the parasha of Asher lo yiroso. However, that condition is not a condition in the Iker Hachiv. That condition doesn't go so deep into the that it's a condition. The whole chi of knas is conditional on this. No, this condition has no bearing on the ikar chi of knas. This condition has to do with the who the payment is to, right? That's the. And on the condition over here that the pasha says that this that says nas navia, that's dependent on her not asher lo yirosa. However, if she would have been a yirosa, then it's not lavia, goes la atzma. But the ikar knas is still mechuyev ha'imit.
Rabbi, is there a reason why they changed from a yirosa with a shein to a yirosa with a samach?
Very good, very good. I'm very perceptive over here.
The pasuk says a rasa with the sin.
Yeah.
And
doesn't it also say with a shatnas?
Not in this parsha. Not by onas and mafata. It only says it with a sin.
But in the other parsha, in the other place.
I don't recall where.
Doesn't it have?
In the Torah it says a rasa with a sin.
So do you have an answer to his question? You're on your way to answering it. Well, yeah.
I'm not answering the question. Oh. I'm just pointing out that a rasa with the sin is the way it's written in the pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Rabbi Weinstein.
Okay. So I'll just continue your thought, right? That the sin and the samach are interchangeable, and I believe that in the Gemara, maybe in Lashon Rami, that the samach is used. So therefore, when it's quoting the pasuk itself, it quotes the lashon of the pasuk, and when it makes the drasha, at the Gemara would possibly switch into the Gemara lashon. Right, since that's a drosha, that's possibly the explanation to the change.
Okay, do you know why did they ask my time to review Siya Gluli? It sounds like the shot wasn't like him.
Right, I was bothered by that also. Right, I don't know. I don't know yet what the answer to that is. But that's
maybe it's because we always pass by Rabbi Kiva, so the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva. So now we understand why would anybody argue with Rabbi Kiva?
Okay, possibly.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so what we have now, right, let's just try to keep the chedvanis over here. Everyone agrees that when the pasuk says Ashalei Rasa, it's giving a condition for the parasha. Now, in the parasha like this, we have the actual chiyuv. That's the base level chiyuv knas. Then the pasuk says that Vinosan Yavianar, that the knas is given to the father. And the machlekes over here is that this condition, that Asher Lo Yerosa, right, and were she yet to have been a Rosa in the past, if she wasn't a Sarasa, then something will change in the parasha. That is the Machlokes over here. That's a condition. Is it a condition in what we call the Ikra Parasha, the Ikra Chiv HaParasha, in the Knas? Without this, there is no Knas. Or no, it's not a condition in the Ikra Chiv of Knas. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Right? He holds that, no, the Knas is here Saivi. It's just a condition in the Vinasan Laviha, that in order that the father should be eligible, it has to be that she was Loi Nisarasa. If she was Arasa, then the father doesn't get it anymore.
But you say, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Knas goes off as soon as she's Mitaresis, or only in the case of, you know, Nitarsa Vinigarsha?
So this is what I mentioned before, that L'chore, it's really the Erisin which is what causes the change. The Gerishin, like Rashi said before, is just to make it relevant, because if she wasn't this Garsha, so then regardless it'll be Potter because of, right? And even more, I mean, according to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva holds that she gets it, right? So it's, it won't even be true, because there'll be a Kimle.
Right, but according to Rosh Hashanah, you don't even need Kimle. Is that how you, would you understand that way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 But you don't see the din, you know, present itself until you get out of, you know, you get out of other reasons to be part of, right?
Okay.
All right. But definitely right. That's what it should be. Ashloi Rosa Hoy Rosa. Right. The change happens with the Rosa. Let's see. Zok the Gemara. And the more I ask the kash, El meyata feti mora kash, no nairav lebeigri zochinam de la atzmo, besu of lebul hochinam de la atzmo, el legamri, hochinam legamri. Let's hear that again. Right? The Gemara is asking the following question. That according to Rabbi Kiva, we'll call this this tenai is only a tenai in the payment, we're saying, right? This is, you know, this tenai is not in the entire parasha, right? It's a tenai in just part of the parasha. That term is understood. So asks the Gemara question, the obvious question to ask over here is that, but he's only learning that it's this condition, the condition of Shaloya Rasa, which is the condition only in the payment to the father. But the other conditions in the parasha, Naira and Besula, he also agrees that if you don't have these conditions and there's no Chiyuv Knas, it's not merely just a change, right, you know, of address. You know, we send the payment to. Right? So, Frate Gemara, why? What's the difference? Why is it that there are three miyutim in the parasha? The three conditions that you need in the parasha. So why is it, Bishlam according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, he's learning all the conditions similar. That these are mamish ground level conditions. Right? In order to b'chal have a chiyuv knas, you have to work out with all of these three conditions. Naib b'shalah, shalei rosa. According to Mekiva, he's learning that shalei rosa is only condition in the payment. Frate Gemara, that what caused the chiluk, that the conditions of Naira B'sula, Erkid also agrees, if you don't have that, there's no chiyuv knas at all. But when you talk about Shalei Rosa, that's merely a condition in the payment. That's the Gemara's question over here. Let's see it again inside. Ela Meyato, Naira V'loi Boigris, Hachanam Dula Atzma, that this is the pasuk says Naira, and that's Memaida Boigris. But if it doesn't have the condition in the parasha, would we say there also that it's only a condition in who gets it? There is knas, but rather than the father get it, she'll get it. That condition also. Is it last? But no, El Lagamri. That over there he learns it. It's a full condition. Full condition means that it's a condition in the Ikar Hachiv. If you don't have that, then the whole parasha doesn't get off the ground. If so, Chanam Lagamri. Here too, it should be like that. It should be a condition in the Ikar HaParasha. And for the Gemara, Omelach Rabbi Kiva, Hailo Erosa.
Rashi says that we don't find any Tana that says this.
Okay, let's see the Rashi. Right, I'm Mr. Rashi. Let's see. Elamayat, let's see. Look, Rashi. Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is asking a question now on Rabbi Kiva. Ho dechsiv nairil mute burgers and besul mute beulo hochinami deloy mimayet legabri. Over there also, that would we also say that meat is not a full meat, similar to what the way Rabbi Kiva is saying by Lari Rosa, and therefore the Sidrish, and this is how it would present itself if those miyutim are not legamri. The Sidrish Naira Lavia, Habergis La'atzma, and similar to the din of Vesula. On that Rashi says, Holy Ashkechon de Ishtamit Tano. The name Rabbi Kiva. Now Rashi seems to be bothered over here at the Gemara is saying, well, according to Rabbi Kiva, you know, what's the difference? So on that Rashi says that, once again, do we have a source? Do we have a source any place that Rabbi Kiva clearly says that that if she's not a Naira or not a Bsula, there's no class at all? Apparently that we don't really have a clear source. And therefore, Rashi says that the Gemara doesn't need to ask with a clear source, as far as whether Rabbi Kiva is. But Rashi says the mere fact that such a shita is not recorded anywhere and related to Rabbi Kiva is enough for the Gemara to come that, you know, we don't never heard of such a thing. So that's really what the Gemara is asking from.
Even though it never says beferish that Rabbi Kiva holds that a bergeris there's no knas at all and a bu'ul there's no knas at all.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That's a proof, though, that lo ashkechan, that's a proof?
Yeah. Yes. Such a thing. I mean, Rashi saying that such a sheet is not recorded at all. Right? That's really the ikar of what Rashi is saying.
But it doesn't even say anywhere where does it say in any Mishnah or Brisa that a Bogeris and a Bu'ula don't get Kenas? It doesn't even say that at all.
So let's say that that's true. But is that going to change? That doesn't change anything.
It says in the Chumash, Asher lo aras also.
Right, but there we have a time of that, right? But we have our Mishnah.
Right, but
yeah, okay, so let's hear. So Rashi is telling us, right, that even though there is no positive source, but the Mora has the right to take on this assumption from the fact that we don't find such a shita b'chlau. There's no recorded shita like this, and therefore we have to assume that Rabbi Kiva agrees to everyone else. Okay, so that's where the Gemara is coming from. And on that, the Gemara's teretz is as follows. And for the Gemara, let's just try to hear where the Gemara is going. So the Gemara loy oirasa is not available. Right? We need the aloy oirasa for something else. Right? We'll fill it in as we go on. But let's just see where the Gemara is going. The loy oirasa is not available for us, and therefore we can't make the full deek. The full meat, and that's why we're left to a minimized diak, a minimized condition in
but
the pasuk.
If it's not available, how can you learn Ashila Rasla Vihar Rasla La'atma?
Okay, so let's see the Hemshech HaGemara. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara.
When you say it's not available, you're giving a preview of what comes down below. You're not reading the Gemara,
right?
Either, right.
Okay, right. Fine. I didn't say anything. I just. I just translated the Gemara, just maybe with a little direction. But that's what I'm saying, right? Homi boile, right? And what the Gemara is saying is, again, right, we'll have to work out what the Rambam is, how does that do? But what I see what the Gemara is saying is that being that loy rasa is needed for something else, so that causes us to limit the level of the condition of Asher Lo Yerasa. That's the Gemara saying, right? Now, okay, we'll see. Where do you get that pshar? Either you need it for this, and then you can't use it for that. How does that work? We'll see. We'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara. Okay.
Normally, the word mufna means an extra word that's available for a drasha. Here we're saying, let's take this word that has a meaning and let's take it out from its normal meaning and let's make it a mufna.
Okay. We'll get to that. We'll get to that question. But let's just see what the Gemara is saying. Right? At this point, the question that you're asking is not so clear because we don't know what we're talking about yet. But when we see what we're talking about, then your question will come out clearer. Okay, let's see. L'chid esanyi. We have a braisa. Asher lo yoroso, prat l'nairish nesarso v'nizgasho she'ein lo knas, divra beis aglili. Okay, the first shita in this braisa is basically as we have in our Mishnah, that the erisin, or the lo yoroso, is a full condition, and therefore she's nesarso, there's no knas at all. Rabbi Kiva ima yesh lo knas, uknoso lo aviyo. Rabbi Kiva in this braisa, right, as we read through the Gemara, if we maybe the first time around we didn't notice, all right? But this Rabbi Kiva is the halacha that he's saying is a contradiction, really. Right? And Rashi alerts us to that it's a contradiction to Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah, right? So what the Gemara is doing over here is that we're taking out something which says in this Braisa, but we're going to be using it a little bit differently because what it's going to produce for us will really be a different sheet. Maybe we'll have to come back around and judge that. See how that works. But Akoponim as follows. So Rabbi Kiva in the Braisa, this Rabbi Kiva holds that the din of Asher, the Asher Lo Yerasa in the Pasuk has zero bearing on the parasha. The dina parasha have not changed at all. Right? She could have gone through erisin, and nevertheless the full parasha is still upstanding knas, knosalavia, and we continue on as if nothing happened. Now in Rekiva now the braisa he continues. Adinoisin. And he says Adinoisin would mean that it's something that either makes sense or maybe more than that, that the Din HaTorah would tell us we to learn that halacha should be so. And we'll see now as we'll learn from other places. But Hadin Noisin, Hoyel Vavia Zaka
because Hadin Noisin normally a Kal V'Chomer?
Not necessarily. Right? It's a limud. Sometimes the limud is a kavuchemer, and sometimes it's a mamatzinu. V'adin noisin. Hoyl v'aviyah zakai b'kesef kidusheo. V'aviyah zakai b'kesef knosom. Mara over here is referencing a sugya later on, which talks about Mishnah later on that the basic halacha over there is that an av has schusim in his bas till she becomes a bigris, till she leaves the naira stage. Those schusim are monetary schusim. There are other schusim also that he has. But Akoponim, we're discussing the monetary schusim, and the monetary schusim, as far as let's say kesef kidushel, right? That he's the one that has the monetary schus, that his bank account will have the income from her kesef kidushin. Right, if she becomes Mekudesh, whether she does it, he does, doesn't make any difference. That right, the deposit will go into his account. Now look, Kes Kedushel, and the Avzak Koy Bekesef Knosa, and the father also part of the Zuchusay Abed, he gets the Knosa, like the Torah says, not something on Nara. Ma Kes Kedushel Af Pishin Esarsin Esgar Shalavio Af Kesef Knosa. Aval pish and nizasim and nizgasho li'avihom. Zokt Rabbi Kiva, that we know that erisin has no bearing on the schusim that the father has concerning other mamonis. For example, like the Mura saying over here, kesef kiddushin. The fact that she's nizarsa, that doesn't cause her to leave his rishus. And she's still in his rishus. When we say in his rishus, that means that I remember we'll use this term. I don't know if it's the best term. Just l'staber so isn't that she's considered his property, right? Concerning different dine momenis till that point. And then she's yotzamir rishus soil rishus so at the time of Baigris. Now, rather, there, she could possibly leave his rishos even before that if she's nisus. But we're talking about erisin over here, and the Gemara says that erisin, we don't find that erisin causes the yitzim rishos at all. So she's still in his rishos, and therefore all his chusim.
This arsa and not niskarsha. She's an eshes ish. Is she in the father's rishos in any regard?
Husband.
Not even total, but it's partial. But hafaras nedarim. But with any mominous thing, while she's nisarsa, before nisgarsha.
So this would be probably what the Rav said before that. If it wasn't a kimwe mitrabimine problem, that the, at least according to Rabbi Akiva of the Braisa, that she would get the knas. Right,
there's no kanas.
What?
Even with Kim Ramane. You're saying from Rabbi Akiva, the kanas would go to her immediately with Ursa. Okay, maybe. Yeah.
Let's say,
according
to
Rabbi Meir. Kanas. But what about a Matia? She's Nitarsa, now she finds something. Who's it go to? Who's it belong to?
Or so,
she works.
So we'll have to see about that. I mean, all the talochs, this, that, a husband gets it, I think are really dine drabonon. But b'shas erisin, we'll have to see about it. What's the story about erisin? Right. Is that only noch nesuin or even by erisin? I don't know. I'll have to be minded to that. when
he
those...
gets some money because in exchange because he's going to be poded up, and some in exchange for giving her food.
Right.
So who's chayiv and all those stuff when she's in arusa? Let's say she dies. Who's chayiv and kavura?
I don't think the husband feeds her when she's in arusa.
Okay, so if it's connected that.
It's not affected by nesuin, probably.
So lechora that should go to her father if he's still chayiv. What about kavura? Who does kavura? By arusa.
The father for sure, because it says yarshim etamo mifin dera happens by nesuin. Those are things that go into effect by nesuin. That's the main nachumila is between Harrison and Nesuin.
Which and you listed Kavur?
Yarsha. The husband's Yarsh is Nesuin wife, but not his Harrison wife.
Okay.
The Tamil of he's a Kohen, he's Metamah to her.
Okay.
Now he wants to know what's the connection between that and Kavur.
Because you see it's the
you're making a really you're making your own connection. Okay, fine. Right. Now he thought you were quoting him a source, a clear source. Okay, there's a little bridge over there that you're building. Fine. Could be right. Okay? Yeah, see he's just showing from what he sees. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So Rabbi Akiva over here, he sees that the Pasuk, right, this is an interesting thing over here, what the Brass seems to be saying, right? At this point, Rabbi Akiva says that, you know, now, granted that the Pasuk says, Ashaleya Rasa, but so can Rabbi Akiva, why should Erison make a difference? Right? Now, Grada, he seems to be focusing on who should get it. That's what he's talking about, right? And he's saying that Hadin Noisin, that the father should still get it. That's really what he's discussing over here, as opposed to the father not getting it, right? Someone else getting it, or she getting it, right? And on that he's saying that Hadin Noisin, that Erisin is not moitzi her from the Rishus of the father, and therefore any Zechusim moment that the father had before Erisin are still intact after Erisin, is therefore he says that therefore the knas should be the same thing. That no reason why the knas should change who gets the knas, right? She shouldn't be in her rishus klabik knas. She continues to be in the father's rishus concerning knas even after Erisin. Therefore, he really should get it, and that's the din noisin. That one can learn.
Obviously, Rabbi Kiva and our mishnah does not hold of this din
noisin. We'll see about this, right? But definitely the way Rabbi Kiva the Brice is using this, right? And right, well,
I mean, right? I don't know if it's too early to speak this out. Maybe it seems to me, from learning the end of the sugya, that Rabbi Kiva of the Mishnah also holds that she's still in the reshus of the Av. But you have a pasuk, Sherlo Ursa.
Okay. We'll see about that. Right. Okay. We'll get there. Let's get there. But you're raising a good point. Right. Right. Very good. Right. So definitely, Rabbi Akiva, the svar that he's talking right now is assuming that the understanding of such a halacha, right? Why would there be exeris akosav over here? Right? Why would the pasuk tell me that if she's nisarisa, it's the atzma and not lavia? So that would suggest that she was yotza mishusa. Right? That's how he's understanding it, and that he's saying, well, you know, that shouldn't be so, because we see concerning other halachas, for example, kesef kiddushel, even though she was nisarisa, that means a second time marriage, right? That the father still gets it. So Erisin is not mighty her from his mishos. So therefore, this halacha over here, it also really should be like that. The Erisin should have no bearing on who's going to get the knas. Right? That's what Rabbi Kiva is understanding over here. Ma kesef kiddushel apish nisarsev nisgash lavia ap kesef knos apish nisarsev nisgash lavia. Im kein matam loy ma shloy roso mufno la hakish loy ve lodem hemen gzer shoven. So the way the Braisa over here reads, right, is an interesting thing over here. The Braisa would sound like that Rabbi Akiva came to a pasuk in the Torah, and Rabbi Akiva is saying that, of course, you know, he's coming from a limud, right, of other halachas, and he's saying that the pasuk literally does not seem to be oisgehalten, and it doesn't seem to agree with the hilchas haTorah, right? And based on that, that's what gives him the right to say that. Therefore, the pasuk really doesn't mean what it's coming to say. What's the pasuk coming to do? It's really coming for a different. The reason why the Torah said halacha is not for what we think it's saying. It's not saying that. Not saying that. What's it saying? It's here. The Torah is using this to create for us a gzeir shava in order to mechalish to us necessary halachas in the parasha. In came atamash le'rosa mufna. This is it's an extra word taka in this pasuk. Hakla v'lodim le'meg zeir shava. Nemakan atamash le'rosa. Nemar lahalon ashloyerosa makan nun afalon nun malolon shkol mafkan shkol. Zok Rabbi Akiva, that these words over here really at this point seem to be saying that lalav davka, you know, chanami, right? They don't really mean what they say, and the way we know that they don't mean what they say is because of this svar that he's saying. This svar that we're saying is really based on the idea. It's not just his own idea, right? He's coming from Dinei Torah. He says that I know that I see that in the Dinei Torah, whatever that comes from, that but that's established that Erison does not affect the chusim moment that the Av has. So could we take this pasuk literally as it says? That's what we keep saying. No. And must be that the Torah really is only writing this in order to create for us a gzeir shava, in order to clarify to us what exactly the payment is. Not clear, right? What is by mefatim kesef yishul kumei absulus, right? So it's unclear the amount. What's the amount? How much are you paying? And by oinis, right? It also says that chamishim kesef, but it doesn't tell us, you know, in the chayis what currency in shkolim. So that's that point is missing over there, and therefore these words are in order to create the full clarification of what the payment is. We put together the two parashas, and the final analysis of that is that it's chamishim shkolim of kesef.
Lucharman says me boy lelech in the Tanya is referring to the gzer shava.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to only focus on the gzer shava and not to focus on the first half of the brisa, because the first half of the brisa does not fit in like Rabbi Akiva of Amishna, and the gzer shava is built on the fact that the Rabbi Akiva's opinion in the brisa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So okay. So let me speak through.
We're quoting a brisa. We're only taking the second half, but it doesn't.
Okay. We will see. But very good. So let me just speak out the question over here, so everyone could understand what you're asking. That the way we're reading the Braiso over here, that Rabbi Kim and the Braiso, what's the basis? Where's he starting from? His starting point seems to be that we can't accept this Asheloye Rosa to tell us a change of who receives the payment. That's where he's starting from, because that is not consistent with the Dine HaTorah of what effect Erisin has on the Schusim moment of the father. So based on that, he's saying that you know it must be that the Kavanah of the Torah over here is not for what it says, but this is an extra word for the purpose of a gzeir shava, and therefore this pasuk that's how he has no relevance. Now, Rabbi Yo is asking over here, that I mean, we're in Rabbi Kiva de Masnissen. Kiva Masnissen obviously has no problem with that, because that is his final halacha. And his final halacha is such, right, that this pasuk over here is coming to do that. Right, so, the whole Shava was only created because of the fact that the pasuk can't be a mit, and that's where the Gezer should come from. But according to Rabbi Kiva de Masnissen, that we are learning this pasuk Ashalei Rasa as some kind of mit. So
it's not even so mufna; it has a purpose.
Okay, right. So there's two questions over here. Right, that's the first question. Second question, which we really alluded to before. But you can ask it in this context, which is that, well, if you're coming from this braisa over here, I mean, the braisa is making that it's totally mufna, right? So that's what this braisa says. But we don't have any source to do what we want to do, Bukhara, that you want to use pasuk, you know, for two things, right? You're really using it for a condition, and you're also using it for gzeir shove, and the idea was that the gzeir shove is what's limiting the meat. And Bechlau, right? Like I guess that's the first question is that in Rabbi Kiva the Braisa, seemingly that what brought him Bechlau to learn the Gzeir Shav is only because he's not accepting the pasuk as for what it says. Right? That's really what brought about the Gzeir Shav. But Rabbi Kiva the Masnissen, no, you're okay with what it says. So, like, where does the Gzeir Shava come in?
And then why not say, like, Rabbi Yossi Aglili?
There's a footnote in the English that asked the question that was bothering me and Makabusa, that normally we say Gzeir Shava has to be from Sinai, from Masorah, from... You have to have Masorah. So did he have a Masorah in Gzeir Shava, or did he not? It seems like the way the braisa is written, we don't have any other purpose for this words in this pasuk, so we're going to use it as gzeir shava.
So I'll tell you the truth. I mean, this question would not have bothered me so much, because what's happening over here is that he's learning up minei bay in the psukim that these words were given for gzeir shava. So that's the indication.
When we talk even
if there was no Masorah, I don't need a Masorah for this, because the Psukim themselves speak for themselves. That's what's happening over here. See, if you have no reference at all, you can't make it up yourself, right? But if I have a reference in the Psukim, as if the Psukim speak for themselves, that's what he's saying I look at these words over here and I know according to the Dinei HaTorah that these words are not here for what they mean. So what is it here for? There must be a different purpose, right? And the conclusion to that is Gzeir Shava. This is his understanding of what the Psukim are coming for. So I would think that doesn't require a Messiah. But let's see, maybe you have another thought on it. You have another take? What do you... Yeah?
Uh-huh. It seems to me that Gzeir Shava, there's always seems to be some Masorah, but there's an ambiguity to exactly what the Masorah was or what the Gzeir... Meaning, everybody agrees here that there's some Gzeir Shava that you learn Shekel and Chamishim. The question is where exactly in the parsha you learn. What do you mean?
Not
Gzeir Shava. Some learn it from Mar Mesulas.
Everybody learns there's some Gzeir Shava. What word it comes from is the machlokas.
See, but one second, there's this terminology over here that we have to clarify. What does Gzeir Shava mean to you in your dictionary?
There's two parts of a Gzeir Shava that you learn a din from one place to another
terminology.
Okay.
By everyone else, that doesn't have to do with Gzeir Shava.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That's just from a limud, and there are many ways of how to make a limud. Kavacharim, Gzeir Shava, Hekish. So when we talk about Gzeir Shava, it's one of the Yugim Omidis, it's a specific way how to make a limud. Right? That's what Gzeir Shava is. It starts there. But the fact you're learning one from another is not related to Gzeir Shava. Hekish does the same thing. Right? You know, Mamatzim does the same thing. So when we talk about Gzeir Shava, We're referring to similar words, that concept. Now, okay, so you're saying you continue. With that said, now let's see. Maybe you still could say what you want to say. But just I just want to clarify the, you know, just the definition.
All right, so maybe going it this way. Everybody learns that there's a limud of chamishim and shekel. And everybody understands that the limud came from Gezeira Shavu. The question was, where in the Parsha
is
the Gezeira Shavu?
But is that true? Is that true? That's what they're asking. That Kamar Apsulas is not Gezeira Shavu. They say it's a Hekish.
It's a Hekish. Aramur Beis, it's a Hekish.
Amud Beis, it's a Hekish?
Yeah, I mean, the Tanya, Kesev Yishu Kamar Apsulas, Shehezek Kamar Apsulas, Kamar Apsulas, that's a Hekish. I think we have.
Okay, so hold on a second. We've got on Kuf Tes, you've got Psula, Psula, Psula. Right? What did we learn there? Is that a Hekish? That's not a Gezeira Shavu? What is it? You've got Nara, 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 Psula, Psula, Psula. What is that? And then you've got Kamora, Psulas. Are those two different things?
Yeah.
Or is that the same thing?
Two different things. Gezeira Shavu and Hekish. Happening over these two different.
So Nara 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 is a Gezeira Shavu, Basula 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 Gezeira Shavu, Kamar Basula is a Hekish.
Yeah.
So then here it says there's six. Then there really are eight, or seven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't. We have to review that this over here right now. I'm not following that question. Only because of lack of clarity in that sugya.
The Gemara here says there are six limudim, and then two of them are this thing, shekel and shekel. And in that same Gemara, it brings kesev yishol, kamara basulos. Is that not, you're saying it's a completely different kind of a limud? It's not part of the Gezeira Shavu of Basula, Basula, Basula? Okay. I mean, I don't know. I hear...
The Gemara says here, Homi Barla Gezeira Shavu. It says the word Gezeira Shavu, and it brings down more Basulas.
In which stuff?
Kavtes? Kavtes on base. He calls it Gezeira Shavu.
Mm-hmm. Kamara Basulas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It says it. Like Michael.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Mhm. Mhm. Okay, so fun. So you want to use your terms. We'll call Merhab Sulais a but let's see that rule of Hekish or whatever it is. Right? I mean, I think when we talk about a Kabbalah, primarily, we're talking about two words, similar words. Right? Hekish is a hekish. Does it also have that din? I don't know. But fine. But let's hear in how you want to have it.
So I guess the way that I understood it, again, I don't have complete clarity, but. I assumed that they had a Masorah, that you had this limud of nun and shekel. But there was...
So the Masorah starts from the halacha or from the, you know, the original, you know, the fact that we should be learning one from the next.
Right, so I mean, and I'm only talking in this sugya. In other sugyas, it seems like everybody agrees... On that you've got two words that are a Gezeira Shavu, and they're arguing on what the din is. Here it seems as though everybody agrees that you have this limud. It's just the machloka seems to be which words we're learning it from.
Okay. We'll get to that. Okay, you are definitely touching on a point, and that's an important point that you're seeing. And we'll see it. We'll see it in the Tosfos very soon. Mm-hmm. And that might change things around over here. How to understand what's happening over here? Okay, but Akoponim, at this point, the Brisa seems to be saying, like we discussed, And that's where these questions are coming from, that as the Braise is, that being that the Taka are two different Shitas, Rabbi Kiva and Kiva the Braise and Kiva the Masnissen, so it doesn't seem that they could be in agreement to have to the mechanics over here. So how are we using the Braise to help us? Right? So that was the question. But I believe that still what's happening in the Gemara, right? Whether we're questioning on, you know, whether we could apply what we see in the Braisa, but definitely what the Gemara, the point of the Gemara is coming to do, like we said in the onset, that we're going to see in the Braisa that there is a Xerushov over here, and being that we need the words Vashaloya Rasa for the Xerushov, so that's the basis of affecting what Ashalei Rasa actually tells us. Now, it'll have a different effect according to the different Tanoim. That's true. According to B'Kiv de Masnissen, it's just coming to limit the condition, but it still acts as a condition. And according to B'Kiv de Braisa, the Xerish Shove, as a result of the Xerish Shove, there is no more condition at all. Right? The Pasuk, right, is not conditioning it. We'll see in Hemshech HaGemara, but that's what's coming out. That there is no such condition as Asher Lo Yirasu. No difference. She's in Sarasa. Nothing changes. Okay. Let's see the Hemshech HaGemara now. Yeah, okay, we're up to two lines from the bottom. Let's see a couple of Rashi's over here. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Hoyel Vavia Zakab Kesef Kidusheho. So Rashi, Sheloihu Benaruso. The Kesef that is given to be Mekadish her, that the father is the one, not when I'm focusing on who has the monetary benefit, right? Right? However the Kedushin is actually made, but once the transfer is made, now the question is in whose bank account gets that money, right? Who deposits it? So that the halacha is that it's the father. Shalaviha. Mekamayaf aperek nairishin ispatsu. Ma kes kedushel zakrashi afalpishin isarisim vinizgarishon. So Mor is discussing that what effect Erisin has on a Kabbalah's Kiddushin, right? So in order to have that means that she was Nisasa once, right? And that original marriage is not in existence, and she's getting married a second time, right? Kishukhaizeres miskadeshes besoich nairus, she's still a naira at the time. Lavia havi. To Rashi, the hokol kedushin nairis alfinan lavio. Rashi seems to be giving us the basis of the source. How do we know the hokol kedushin nairis alfinan lavio? Because all kedushin nairis, there's no difference. As long as she's a naira, any kedushin which takes during that place during that time belongs to the father. The gabi kedushin loik siv miyuto dasher lo yiraso kihocha. So Rashi says that the basis of that, the reason why we know that, is also some kind of the fact that we don't find otherwise. The Torah, whatever the Makaris,
it's
those.
It's not true.
What?
It's not true.
It's not because of Nisuin?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's interesting. So I guess I don't understand. Maybe I'll understand when we get to Memvav. I mean, is he saying? Since it sounds like there is a limud that the father gets it, and now here what Rashi's saying is that, I mean, there's a limud that he gets it in all while she's a nara,
Rashi,
and there's
right.
No miyud to say right. After she's a narsa.
Right, right. Okay. So the way the pasuk introduces that halacha, it suggests that as long as she's a nara, the father gets it, and we don't find any exclusions in that. As far as Erisin is concerned, therefore we have the right to assume that it applies even by Erisin.
And this that we have lo orsa by kanas, you wouldn't make a limud to kedushin. the other way.
Okay. So that I think is a valid question.
What was the question?
That I would speak out this question in the following way: that being that we don't really have any positive source, it's just from the fact that the way the halacha was said, we don't find any difference, right? So Michael's asking, well, right over here, right? You know, the Torah introduced the fact that Avison does make a difference right over here. So now let it affect everywhere. As long as we didn't have a positive source over there that Avison does not affect anything, just because we don't find otherwise, so we just found otherwise. Right? So let this be the source, you know, to all over. Okay, valid question. Mm-hmm.
Trying to say that Kesem position doesn't go to the father after Erison, if she was is that what Michael's trying to say?
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm not arguing on the whole thing.
By regular Naira, the Kesem position will
go. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying. If there's no positive source, just because it doesn't say anywhere, and over here it does say. Right, so like, what are we setting up? Right, this can't be. Why? Because we know otherwise. Do you know otherwise? You don't really know otherwise. You just didn't know till now. Okay, so now you know. Like, you know, what's the more saying?
What about her metzias and her maisiyadeha and other stuff?
You know, chanami. That's what we'd be saying, right? This the whole din,
everything.
All momentists, right? That's what we were saying, right? All momentists would shift. At the point of
Harrison. Never go back to the father.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we know Michael's wrong because that's not what he wants.
Right. Yeah. He's not trying to change things. He's just asking a valid question. According to it's really based on the Rashi. Rashi tells us that, you know, learning the Gemara, you know, you don't know what the source is, so you assume that you have a positive source. Okay, fine. You know, that's it. It's not bodrible. But now the Rashi tells us that there really is no positive source. If there's no positive source, that's where his question comes in. Then let things change around now with this revelation. Okay? Yeah. Zokt Rashi Vatin Makamboinis Lemalum Mufat Malum Mfatishkom Bhsiv Yishkofon. Zokt Gemara. Rabbi Kiva my choses. Yeah, let's hear. Okay, and this is also an important.
Well, what was the answer that how are we saying that Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah is learning like this Gezeirah Shava because of the Braisa, and the Braisa is from Rabbi Kiva and the Braisa, and it's the whole different Rabbi Kiva?
So we didn't answer that question, right? We sort of localized the question and we just maintain the Gemara, right? What the Gemara definitely is doing is that the Gemara is telling us this idea that there's Gezeirah Shava, right? That's what the Gemara is bringing the Braisa for. And in the Chaim, those questions are still b'mkayim and oimid, but that's what the Gemara is coming to do. Fetig Marakash, Rabbi Kiva, my chosis dasha lo yoyroso l'gzeir shove, u'besula l'mutei bu'ulam, eima besula l'gzeir shove ash lo yoyroso prat l'narish nisas nisgarishom. Yeah. So ask the Gemara a question as follows, right? That you're telling me that there's a Gzeirah Shava over here, right? And this you see also concerning the point that we did before, right? That Zok the Gemara, that you're telling me that. We're talking right now in Kiva Masnissen. And Kiva Masnissen, because of the Gzeirah Shava, so I need these words for the Gzeirah Shava, so therefore the condition that these words are giving is a limited condition, right? That's the Cheshbon. It's not a condition in the Ikechiv Knas, it's a condition just who gets it. Asks the Gemara, well, the Gemara happens to ask it from Besula, right? From the Sula.
You can ask the same thing from that. Right.
And the gist of the Morris Kasha is that we need to make a gzeira shav over here. And now there really are three possibilities of how to make a gzeira shav. The three, well, any one of these conditions, right, could be used as the gzeira shav. And because of the gzeira shav, that's why the condition is limited. And so what Rekiva is doing, Aliba the MS, he's saying the gzeira shav is learned from Hashem al Ross, and that's why this Asher Leah Rosa happens to be the limited condition. Is Fatig Mora, but what made him decide to use this as the condition, as the Gzeirah Shava, and therefore limit the condition? It could have been any one of the other two. So Mora is saying that granted, I understand that the Gzeirah Shava over here needs to be made, and therefore that's going to take away from the extent of his condition, but how did he know which of the three to do? Right?
The Rav mentioned that this question is regarding the Mishnah. The same questions should seemingly apply to the Braisa also, right? Or is Rav Dafka saying that this is on the Mishnah?
We'll see about that. There was a slight intention in that. I don't want to get involved in that right now, okay. Right? But we'll see, right? Because Rekiva de Braisa says a svara which talks specifically to the Erison, seemingly. He seems to be addressing that. All right, okay. But let's hold it at that. Let's hold it at that, because this is taka more. Once we start with that, we have to reopen the whole thing.
Okay.
But you're good point. Good point that you're saying. We'll have to chesh b'nerois at the end. Yes, so the Gemara's kash is nochamu. That how did he know which word to make the gzeirah shava for, and thereby that word, the condition that lies in that word, is a limited condition. Right? That's basically the Gemara's kash. Okay,
or not a condition at all.
So we're talking to Bekiva the Masnisin. Let's stay local. Okay, that's the Gemara's question.
Well, and Lachor, the other side, Yossi Aglili, even though he learns the Gezei Roshova, it doesn't limit any of these Tanoim.
So I mean, the Gemara says his limud is Kesef Yushkum Absolus, right? So he doesn't even learn this Gzeirah Shava. That's what Hasim Mora says. Right. That's why he's not subject to all of this. Right?
Okay.
Let's see Rashi. Look Rashi. Ema Besul Gzeirah Shava V'lo Mutei Bu'ula V'hei Knas Le'Bu'ula. Now, let's see the Tesis over here. Okay? You see the second Tesis?
Would it be Kenas Leba'ula to the girl and not to the father?
Isn't that what Rashi's saying?
No, I learned that Behe Kenas Leba'ula to the father.
What is it?
Isn't
that what's happening in the Gemara? The Gemara is going with a cheshbon that whoever the gzeirah shava is used, that's going to limit the condition, right? But there'll still be a condition. In Rabbi Kiva, I'm saying Rabbi Kiva the Masnisin, that's the cheshbon Gemara, right? Rabbi Kiva the Masnisin, the by using this pasuk for gzeirah shava, It creates a limitation in the condition, but the condition is still here. Right? That's the Shitas Rabbi Kiva de Masnisin. You're right. In the words of Yehei Knas Leba'ula, doesn't tell me who's going to, right, but that's the point of the question, because I leave the MS, there is no knas to a ba'ula, right? So the most kasha is that over there, make the zeresh over there, and therefore you won't have a full meat over there, and therefore there still will be knas, right, to a ba'ula, right? Now, who it's going to go to? So, according to Rabbi Akiva the Masnissen, right, it'll go to her. According to Rabbi Akiva the Baisa, it'll flow to the father. Right. Is that okay?
I think so.
Right. I mean, I think that would make things less complicated. Right. No reason to say otherwise. Right. Let's be consistent with Rabbi Akiva the Masnissen, how he learns. Right. His way he learns is that if you use this word for Gzeirah Shavah, so what does that do? It just limits the condition. It's still a condition, right? But, right, it's a condition, just who gets it. So wherever... But however he understands it, where he understands it, right? That's right? Okay, let's see over here. Let's see if we can get this in, because I have to leave. I have to leave by 10:30. So let's see the Tosfos. Okay, this Tosfos is over here. Second Tosfos, Eima B'sulah Gzeirah Shavah. Tema for Tosfos, Tikshi Lei De Eima. The Gemara should have asked the Eima Tarvayu Lugufayu V'loy Gzeirah Shavah. Right? Asks Tosfos that the Gemara should have asked a more basic question. The Gemara's question should have been that you need both lugufayu for the halacha. In other words, the dinner of besulo. We need lugufayu. It's not mufka, right? It's not mufne, right? Mm-hmm. So his name is Arishava. So over here too, you need lugufayu. Meaning to say is that this is the question you have to ask, which will arrive at Michael's conclusion. But the question I have to ask is, I don't understand when you're dealing with Xerishava, whether it's mufne. Right, you start with the pasuk. You learn the pasuk, and you see the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? If you learn the pasuk and the pasuk is not saying anything new, then it's mufne to make Gzeirah Shavah. But you can't start with Gzeirah Shavah, right? And therefore make the pasuk mufne, right? So the same way. Just like Basul. Basul is coming to say that this is a condition of Nikra Parasha. So the Din HaShulei Rasa should have also been like that. Right, so you tell me, because you want to make Gzeirah Shavah, I mean, how do you do that? You don't make Gzeirah Shavah. You have no right to make Gzeirah Shavah, right? You can't... Right? See, it sounds like from the Gemara over here that there's some kind of negius over here, right? Something, some right we have to make the Gzeirah Shavah, right? Because otherwise, you can't just decide, I want to make Gzeirah Shavah, okay, so then, you know, we'll do away with these words. They don't mean what they mean, you know? How can you do that? So that's what Tosfos is asking. The Gemara should be asking is, why is Gemara accepting the premise over here? Right? The Gemara's question should be, you know, the Gemara's asking the other way. The Gemara's asking, okay, you're right, sure, Gzeirah Shavah has to be over here. Which word should we make the Gzeirah Shavah? And therefore, you know, why did Gzeirah Shavah accept this condition more and not that condition? That's the Gemara's question. In fact, the Gemara should have asked something more basic, that how does this all start? You need a gufei. How do you have the right to make Gzeirah Shavah?
Why is that a question that just pops up now for Tosfos?
But he's asking, I mean, at this point in the Gemara, what did the Gemara just do? The Gemara just at this point basically said that the reasoning is the Gzeirah Shavah. So Fractosis, then the next question should be that, you know, why is how does Gzeirah Shavah start? That's really, this is the next question the Gemara is asking. The Maichosis. Right? So he's asking, this is where to ask the question. You're telling me that it's because of Gzeirah Shavah. Right, fact Gemara. I mean, the same way, you know, Gzeirah Shavah doesn't affect anything else. Right? How do you have? Right. That's basically what Tosfos is asking over here. V'nira dehashas kimlei decha minay leGzeirah Shavah. Oh, so this is the key over here. So Tosfos that is davar poshut to the Gemara. Everyone, tanoim kulu decha minay leGzeirah Shavah. That definitely we know this taka is a given. This is a given that there is a Gzeirah Shavah going on over here for sure. Hoyel v'amikroy stumin l'nishkol l'chemishin. Since the psukim are unclear, okay. So some places like this, right? And this is really what Michael was saying that you see that's going on in the Gemara, and Tosfos just gives us where it comes from, where that starts from. So Tosfos start like this, right? That when we learn the parsha of Oynes u'Mefate. There's something missing in the clarity of how the payment works. By Mefate, it doesn't tell us Buchala number. By Oynes, it's not clear in what form, how you pay it. something's missing. Now, if something's missing, that gives us the right to assume that there is some kind of way that the Torah is going to transmit the stima to clarify it to us. Right? And the Gemara understands that the answer to that is that these two parashas are matched from each other, and therefore the Torah wants us to learn one from the next. And how does one do that? There's something called the Ogdei Rishavim. Right? So that's where we know, and that's the background over here. There definitely is Ogdei Rishavim going on over there. That is the Kavanas HaTorah. Right? That's how Chazal saw when he learned of these two parashas. That the zikr is, and therefore Zog Tosfos, so that's why it's a davar pashut in the Gemara that there's a gzeirah shaveh which is going on over here, and the whole issue just is how to use that gzeirah shaveh, or which word should you use for the gzeirah shaveh, and that's why the Gemara over here is only asking that question, right? So now the Shaktai Gemara is like this. The Gemara Metchila asked that what caused him to make a limitation in this condition? The answer is because we got to make a gzeirah shaveh over here, right? And that for sure that definitely is. No, fracting moral question is okay. You're right. You'd have to make a gzeirah shaveh to clarify the din of the payment. But how did he know which one of these conditions is being used to make a gzeirah shaveh, which will affect the halacha that the pasuk therefore would be saying? That's the moral question. On that, and for the Gemara, let's just go over here quickly. I'm going to jump over here. Zok the Gemara, Mistavra, Ho Yishtani Gufa, Ho Lo Yishtani Gufa. Zok the Gemara, that the issue on hand, really, Gemara is really working the other way. That meaning like this, is the Gemara is saying that there is a condition over here which is going to affect the Ikar HaParasha, and there's a condition which doesn't affect the Ikar HaParasha. So Zogt Gemara that this already is nitten to Svara for us to decide what it is. Now, what makes more sense should affect the Ikar HaParasha, the Ikar Chiyuv Knas, Ishtani Gufa. So Zogt Gemara that Bu'ula, the fact that she was Nivala, that's a Ishtanis in the Guf. Rashi says that a step more. Rashi says that ain lepkam kol kach. Now that she's already a bu'ula, and therefore the one which is a mid in the ikar chiyuv knas is mistaber that should be the one which is ishtani gufa, and therefore that leaves us that the one which is not ishtani gufa.
Turning a
Bagaris
is also
Shani Gufa. Okay. That's the next thing that wanted to speak out. Right. Very good. Right. So according to this, the Gemara really never talks, you know, about that. It seems like the Gemara seems to be grouping this together, right? And therefore, we'll, according to this Cheshim, we'll have to say that Bagaris is also a Nishtani Gufa. The Sfora of Ein Pigma Kol Kach, maybe. You have to know whether that's related to Bisul Bechlal, the idea of Kol Bisulel, that you have some kind of Hishtanis in the Bisulim by Baigris. Is that what the Gemara means, or the Stama Ishtani Gufa Machmas, you know, Simoni Bagris, right? That's the Ishtani Gufa. This is not Mavuyer. It's not clear exactly how the Ishtani Gufa relates to Bergis, but it would seem to be in the Gemara, right, that's the same application. Ishtani Gufa applies to Bergis also. Okay, I feel that I'm leaving you over here in the middle, but Akoponim, but this place is a very big key, right, and this is really what Michael was sensing in the Gemara, right, and you know, that's really what Tosis's question is suggesting, and that is the answer to this over here. Okay, I'm sorry.
Michael was really right. The Kaftasan basically calls Mara Basulas and Zer Shava.
Okay. All right.